This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I hope you guys are having a great week so far. I tell you, it's amazing because this week has been so busy, and here I am doing my podcast on Friday when I always do it on Wednesday, but it has been so busy because people like crazy are buying up my brand new book for the month, which is called Miracles, Signs, and I love this book called Miracles, Signs, Energy, Wonders, and You. And I love that title, but it's the book of the month, and I'm telling you, we are like selling out like crazy. We're having to reorder it and even tell the company, the publisher, hey, second day error to us. We got to have these books. And so I'm really thrilled about that. So today I want to talk to you guys about that subject, about the book, Miracles, which is actually subtitled Signs, Energy, Wonders, and You. And the reason why, because so many of us really do not really understand the power of miracles. Sometimes you hear people say, I want to be the one performing the miracles. And yet sometimes people pray every day, Lord, I need a miracle. How many of you have really looked at your life and said, God, I need a miracle? I believe there's been every person on planet Earth, even including atheists and agnostics. I mean, come on, folks. You know for a fact somewhere, even down within their spirit, somewhere, either someone got upset because they didn't get the miracle and they turned their back on God, or either they felt like God heard the prayers and the miracle came through. Either way, humanity is fascinated with miracles. Think about that. We have secular movies and stuff about the supernatural and the miraculous, but yet they might not even know where the miracles come from. But somehow, somewhere in the back of our minds, everyone is programmed within their DNA to want to see something that is supernatural or spectacular or miraculous that did not exist here, that no human law actually can create or no human law can actually muster up. And so here's where we want to talk about this today, just for a moment. I don't want to keep you guys too long today because I'm just a firm believer that I don't feel like I have to even sell you this book, not that I'm trying to today, but I believe many of you are going to continue to purchase this book because it has been a huge seller for us. Like, we were out of them the other day, had to order more. Out of them again yesterday, order more. Today we have some in, so I'm like, you know what, guys? I'm doing another podcast on this book because it's blowing out of the water. So when we deal with the miracles, signs, wonders, energy, and you might say to yourself, why would we incorporate signs and wonders and the word energy? Like it doesn't even sound like it flows together. Well, here's the thing you have to remember is when we look at science and we understand that it was God. It was not New Age. It was not Buddhism. It was not Christianity. It was not anything or anyone besides that of Christ who actually initiated and created everything in this universe to be that of energy. So we got to begin to understand exactly why energy, like why that word, why energy, anyway, why can't everything just be matter in the sense of like, hard and we can't break through to it or whatever? Why was everything made energy slowed down into matter? Because of the fact we have to understand that energy is a supernatural substance. It really is. Everything around you, everything you see, a table, a chair, a couch, a floor, you, your fingers, the chair you sit in, everything is created as energy, and yet now you see it slow down in its process to be that of matter. And the reason why is simply because of the fact that energy really is a supernatural substance, because it shows us that energy, and one thing I love about energy is this: energy cannot be created, nor can it be destroyed. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. Energy can't be created, nor can it be destroyed. Why? Because there's something there that is letting you know automatically that this is a miraculous subject, a miraculous substance, for lack of better words. Because it's letting us know that when we look in the Bible, we hear these things such as, I knew you before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, Jeremiah. Okay, so if God knew us, that means He didn't just see us as some light or some kind of just, mass. And when the Bible says that God knew us, Even Paul in the New Testament talks about, for, you know, which he foreknew, which means knew before. Because of the fact, when we talk about that, God knew us as an entity, as an authentic entity. You were not some mass or gas or whatever. You were an entity that had a persona to it, and yet God knew that part before you ever put your mother's womb. Because there's something that deals with the fact that we were born supernatural. We are made of supernatural stardust, for lack of better words. We are made of energy. We're made of God's presence, which is energy and anointing light. Whatever word you use, honestly, it's all synonymous with one another. Energy and light is synonymous with one another. Energy and, you know, and when you think about the supernatural as far as anointing, it's similar to the same thing. When we look in the situation of the New Testament, when it deals with gifts, we read that even the spiritual gifts, and this is where people get tripped up. Spiritual gifts, actually, folks, another word for spiritual gifts, literally, is what we call in the Latin, energia. Now, when we look in the Aramaic, it actually is a word that is similar to that, but it literally means energy, a flow of energy. Why? Because even the spiritual gifts God's given you are energy. Why? Because they're energetic. Because we are called to energize people. We're called to pass from energy from me to one another. That's what we call in the charismatic move. We'll call it laying on of hands, in the sense of, like, you know, I'm transferring the anointing, or, you know, I'm imparting, or I'm activating. Why? Because it's the same thing. We're literally exchanging energy. Isn't that powerful? And so when we deal with the miraculous, we deal with the word miracles, like this book talks about, we have to understand that we got to begin to be faithful in small things before we see things with our eyes, as far as the, you know, what we consider more of the energy of the miracles or the miraculous. We have to begin to see everything as energy. One of the things I teach in this book is having an eye to see and an ear to hear, which means having a view behind the scenes. You look at Lazarus and you think to yourself, Lazarus, you know, was actually behind the veil into a realm of death. He wasn't in the realm of life, but yet Jesus understand and knew, because he foreknew Lazarus, and yet Lazarus was one of the only people that actually was dead, if you think about it. But yet, think about this, energy can't be destroyed, come on, and it can't be created. So Lazarus, if you think about it, was alive, and yet he was dead in the natural, but yet God knew he was alive because he is that spirit which understands the fact that, you know, we're spirits having human experience. We're not a human having a supernatural spiritual experience, because we are supernatural. Everything part of us is spirit and supernatural and energy and light, because Jesus even said, you know, hey, I'm the light of the world, but so are you. And so even Jesus equated that sort of light or that prism of the colors of creativity to be a part of our DNA, to be a part of who we are in God before we came to our mother's womb. Because we come through there in the sense of understanding, when we begin to take hold of the greatest revelation that we are miraculous, we are the miracle, then you can produce the same thing. Like attracts like. People don't realize, when people think to themselves they have a bad, wrong, twisted theology, but don't realize they do, of religion and Christianity, in the sense of, oh, I'm a nobody, I'm such a horrible, rotten sinner, you know, I'm no good, you know, thank God for God's grace, because I'm just a piece of junk and, you know, and crud, you know, with that attitude and that sort of way of thinking that needs to be cast down because it's contrary to the mind of Christ. But when you don't cast it down, it becomes a religion of a boundary that actually keeps the power of your anointing and your energy and revelation housed up in a box. Why? Because everyone knows that traditions and religiosity, really, the Bible says traditions make the word of God of none effect. So there's not a flow of energy coming from you or out of you. There's not a flow of anointing that breaks the yoke out of you. There's not a flow of the light of God that we break down into a prism effect of all the different colors of the rainbow flowing out of you. Why? Because tradition is made, or tradition is created and crafted. The word crafted, actually, in the Old Testament, is referred to of like a type of witchcraft, if you think about it. Now, when we say, hey, I crafted this up, it doesn't mean we're doing voodoo or magic spells on something, because sometimes today, in this year of 2021, we use the word crafted as we think of a handyman, like crafting something. But back in the day, the word crafty actually comes from craftiness, or in the sense of witchcraft, because they're crafting up a spell. That's actually what it represents. And so when you see that from that reality, you realize that sometimes we actually move in a form of witchcraft without even knowing we're doing it. How do we do that? By moving into a craftiness of creating and crafting up a dead power called religion and tradition that makes the energy of God of none effect, which makes the supernatural of God of none effect, which stifles and sort of stops the flow of the prism or the creativity flowing out of us. And so guess what? Traditions make the power of energy of God's ever-flowing light, guess what, of none effect. So your limitation is literally crafted up by your religion that you were taught by men. It is the traditions of men that make the word of God none effect. Because men have a way of craftiness where we craft up religion and craft up do's and don'ts. And no offense, because I love everyone on planet Earth, but denominations actually, the word denomination actually means a division. So according to the scriptures, a division is a very evil thing because it divides. Divisiveness in the sense of dividing actually is an antichrist mentality. Think about that. No, I'm not saying that dominations are evil. I'm saying though, when a man's mind decides to craft up through what Old Testament considers witchcraft, craftiness or crafting up a type of spell, if you think about it, what they're doing is they're crafting up from a man's point of view of a free flow of God's presence of energy called the church, and all of a sudden we begin to be crafty, because witchcraft always brings a boundary. It always puts the curse or the spell, for lack of better words, on something that is unlimited. So what happens is division or denomination comes in and they bring dividing walls. Why? Because we believe this, we believe that, as opposed to letting the free flow power and energy of God flow within them, because they don't see themselves as being miraculous. And because they don't, they begin to create a denomination or a division of something that is meant to free flow into all humanity and throughout the universe. So because of that, we stifle the miraculous, and the only way miraculous can flow in us is seeing ourselves as the miracle themselves. We were created before we were ever in our mother's womb to be miraculous, to be the miracle of God, the hands and feet, right, of God, the energy of God, a flow. You know, so things that are flowing on this planet is because we're here. And energy flows out of us. Energy, anointing, whatever you want to call it, flows out of us. So because of that, we never perform miracles. And so therefore, we get in the flip side of tradition that literally null and voids the power of God. And so we're begging God, we need a miracle. We need a miracle. God, give me a miracle. God, I need a miracle. But the whole time, God is saying, but your view of yourself and your authenticity is revealing not a truth of authenticity, it's revealing a tradition, a boundary, a border, and so therefore you don't see yourself as being miraculous. So what do you think you're going to attract? If a person sees themselves as being, you know, horrible, you know, sinner, disgusting, you know, I'm just dirt to God. If a person who sees themselves through the eyes of tradition, guess what? They will continue to attract. And here's what's interesting to me that God showed me a long time ago, and I see it working in people's lives every single day. And that is this: when you're taught a tradition of man that deals with the fact of, you know, God's grace saves you, does God's grace save us? Absolutely does. However, I do not see myself as some lowly, rotten, horrible sinner. I don't. Because I am the redeemed, the saved, the grace, I'm the mercy of God, I'm the compassion, I'm the light, I'm the energy, I'm the gifts of God. I am the image of God in this earth. Now, unless I want to come against that authentic image, then I need to distort that by releasing within me the toxicity of the tradition that man came up with because they didn't understand the original language. And so they begin to craft themselves up to be horrible, rotten sinners. Low life, scum, whatever you want to call it. I've heard people call that before themselves. And a part of me is like, that's antichrist. So you will never attract, and you'll find yourself begging God for miracles every day, but you can only attract that in which you know, not that what you think, but that in which you know that you are. When you see yourself as the miracle, as the image of God, that is the light, the prism effect of colors and everything, and you're seeing, because you're seeing that flow of energy. When God says, be still and know, in my stillness, just like yourself, in my stillness is when I literally sense a vibration in me. I sense a shaking and a quaking and an energy level in me that literally can't be reckoned with. Like it's a power source in me that I recognize is there. You know, when people talk about, oh, you know, look, don't get into chakras. Oh, that's total new age and light centers. Let me tell you something, folks. One thing people don't realize, if you study the Aramaic, you will find out the Aramaic actually deals with lights, with light and centers of light within you. Now, you can call them what you want to without getting all hocus pocus on some of you. But the truth is you're light and you have parts in you, which you call the meridian. You have parts of you that are light and literally pockets of light in you that's even like energy. So, you know, if energy, and I'll say this once, I'll say it again. If energy is new age, if vibration is new age, then guess what? God is new age, God's Bible is new age, and everything in creation is new age. Then what we should do is we're actually in the wrong religion, folks. We should be actually in the new age movement if that's the case. But the truth is God's truth sets us free because Jesus is the truth, and he comes to bring revelation and revealing to us, a revealing that guess what? Everything is vibrational. Everything is moving to the sound of a vibration, and that those frequencies actually, you know, attract the same type of frequencies. That's the mind of God, because he's letting you know whatever you want to do in your life, you can do. You got to get into the rhythm. That's pretty much when we talk about the idea of a vibration and frequency and energy. What God is saying is this: get into the rhythm. Get into the rhythm. You know, of the drum beat. Get into the rhythm of vibration. Get into the rhythm of the frequency. Because whatever it is you want to vibrate to, whatever it is you want to think and become, you will attract so much more of that same thing that you see yourself as being. When people get, you know, begin to be awakened to the revelation of who Christ is in their life, basically they begin to get excited. And the excitement, guess what, begins to sort of bring forth this new vibration of joy and everything and miraculous. And all of a sudden they're like, wow, man, we're seeing, you know, and they began to be really hyped up in God. Why? Because their energy level is spiked out the roof. Because they're excited, they're joyful, and they keep on just attracting more and more that same thing. And then all of a sudden we begin to get, you know, off that sort of high, you know, we'll say. And all of a sudden we're like, oh, wow, you know, so bad things are happening, you know, like not like they used to. When I was first saved, you know, how many people say that? When we were first saved, and, you know, because it's like the highlight of their life. And you know why? Because they discovered a revelation they didn't know about God. They discovered a revelation of this man called Jesus. They discovered the power of grace. And because of that, their high begin to attract to them all the good things. So when we deal with miracles and miraculous, we have to come to the revelation that when we begin to see ourselves as that DNA of God, the very image in planet Earth engraved on this planet, and see ourselves as the image, as God in the Earth, that's pretty much what that is, image and likeness. I am the spitting image, that's what we use in the South, the spitting image of God. I am that image in the Earth, period. I'm not anything else but God in the Earth. That's what I'm God in the earth as that image and likeness, shedding, spreading, I should say, and vibrating at the sound of a new beat. And when I begin to see myself as being that miracle, and think about it, folks. No wonder why Jesus said, hey, look, man, go lay hands on people. You know, go lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Hey, go ahead and do this. Hey, decree a thing and it shall be established. Hey, you know, you're the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. When we see the New Testament and we hear all these things that we are and the things that we can do, and it even says, greater works shall you do. Now, think about that. I want you to think of it for a moment. Greater works shall you do. Now, if you really want to get blasphemous, not that it is, but it's almost, I mean, to the natural mind, it would seem that way, because Jesus is saying, you know, hey, greater works shall you do than what I'm doing, because I'm going to the Father, which means I'm giving you a power that you're awakening to daily that you're going to do greater than what I even did. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, so it's letting you know, you know, you can vibrate to the highest frequency. It's the choice is up to you. You want to create miracles? See yourself as the miraculous. Get the revelation of what you really are deep down inside. You know, when we deal with prayer or meditation or being still, hey, well, you know, I'm not afraid to use the word meditation. I wrote a book on meditation. You know, I'm not one of these fraidy cats that say, oh, that word scares me, you know. Well, you know, get over it. Because every word was created by the Father. Every word can be what it needs to be according to what you decide to empower it with and how you see it and how you define it. Then you shift it around to be what it wants to be to you, what you want it to be. Anything in this universe will work for you if you just believe in it. That's just a known fact. Anything in this universe will work for you if you just believe in it and you see it and you become it and you know it's a reality, then you change the definition to be what it is you want it to be and look like in your life, and it'll be authentic to you because you have redefined it to give it a new name or a new definition, new terminology of how you're seeing it. Anything will work. It's all according to how you see it. Anything will work. If you see something bad and evil and wrong, guess what? Then you will see that thing responding back to you like a boomerang in a bad, wrong, evil way, whatever you're going to call it. That's just how the ball bounces, you know? And so this book, Miracles, will literally set you free because I'm teaching you and showing you how to change your mindset, how to get out of that traditional junk. I mean, it's funny when people say, you know, hey, we're low-life sinners. We're horrible people. We're rotten people, thank you for, you know, but God, thank you for the grace. And all of a sudden, then we turn around and say, hey guys, now let's perform miracles. I don't know about you, but I mean, I'd be like, give me some drugs first, you know, knock me out, make me high, get me high, get me drunk or something, because I don't get how you can put the two together. Not that I would do that stuff, but you know, I'm just saying, because there's no way your mind can wrap around a horrible severity of negativity of that you're called yourself through tradition of a border of how horrible you are, then turn around and expect me to do miracles at the greatest part of calling something that doesn't exist into existence. That's not going to work, folks. That's a double-minded person, unstable in all their ways, because you're double-minded saying one horrible, rotten thing and then trying to turn around and do something powerfully positive on another extremity. You can't do it. That's why people fail. And that's why people look at their lives and say, I don't understand, God. What am I doing wrong? It's not what you're doing wrong. It's what you're thinking wrong. It's what you have become wrong. Come on. It's what you've become that's wrong. Because you became something you crafted up out of a tradition that a man taught you. Bottom line. And so do you think you're going to be able to perform miracles and everything else? No. You know why? Because you've separated yourself from the energy or the presence of the vibration of God. You've separated yourself from the miraculous because you've ceased to exist as being the actual miracle itself. Things flow out of you of what you are. What you are. How you see yourself and what you have become is what's going to flow out of you. Bottom line. And what's interesting to me about that is we can see that even through every world religion. Think about this, folks. Would any of every world religion understands that concept, how much more should we, who are Christ followers, get it? And yet we're one of the few, we'll say, quote unquote, religions on earth who really are sort of owners of this revelation through Christ, and yet we don't even operate in it. Isn't that sad? It's depressing because it's sad. But yet we should be the top notch bringing forth the revelation to bring forth the revolution of this stuff. So I want to help dismantle inside of you. I want to help reprogram you into the power of God's miraculous. So I'm going to highly encourage every one of you. If you go right now to the website, identitynetwork.net, okay? It should be on the homepage, but either way, look up my books. And the name of the book is called Miracles. If you just put the word miracles in it, it'll pull it up. Because basically, the subtitle is Science, Energy, Wonders, and You. You can download it within seconds as an ebook, or you can purchase the actual paperback itself. And you know what? If you write into customer service and say, can Jeremy, autograph it for you? I'd be glad to do that for you. I would be honored to do that for you because you are the miraculous. And once again, you can't produce anything you don't see yourself being. All right. So if you're trying to separate the miraculous from yourself and you're trying to act all quote unquote humble about it because you're so unworthy, you know, to actually move in the miraculous, you're never going to do a miracle. There will never be a miracle even coming close to you because that is anti-God. It's anti what God would think or what God would say or how God would think, because guess what? We're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. We're one with God. Everything is one, but the problem with most people is they separate everything. Because they separate everything, they bring division. And division is the worst thing. Why? Because it breaks the power of unity in the universe and the creation and the kingdom of what God is saying. Hey, look, I'm one. One spirit, one body, one flesh, period. That's what the New Testament talks about. So because of that, guess what? We cease to think like God. Therefore, we can never operate in a God-like manner. or operate like God on the earth because we're double-minded, unstable in all of our ways. What makes you unstable? Because you're using two extremities to try to bring something out of good, out of two separate opposing forces, which is horrible, rotten theology that's negative, and the positivity of the power that of Christ that sets us free to understand who we are, what we are, what we've always been, and what we're continuing to evolve into. More like God. And so there's your problem right there. So I would say go right now, order the book Miracles. You guys would love it. I promise you, you will eat it up and you'll want to read it again and again. It's like none other out there, I guarantee it. So, or you can call our customer service number and say, I want to order the book Miracles by Jeremy. You know, just came out, and have Jeremy autograph it. Be glad to do it for you. So as always, guys, thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. You guys are awesome. You're part of our family here. You're our friends of the ministry. We love each and every one of you. My prayer for each one of you is it's time for you to wake yourself up. Know what you're capable of doing. Know what you're called to do. And as always, as I close out a podcast, I always say this. Go and create the day that you want to see happen for you. Go and create the life and the day you want to see before you, and paint that image, and it shall become that. God bless you.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.